very good evening to you and a warm welcome to On the Radar News Bulletin. Oh, wow. I just told you On the Radar News Bulletin. Well, this is Life Lessons. If you are tuning in right now, welcome. This is Life Lessons, where we talk about life and everything that pertains to life, not news bulletin, the usual afternoon news bulletin. I'm your host, Ndafa. Happy as usual here to keep you company. We are here every Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours. Now you're also invited to partake in the news bulletin. Ah, wonderful. Well, you're also invited to partake in the show, in the conversation that's going to take place. Our studio number is 083-288-401. And tonight we're talking about something that I think needs to speak to myself as well. And perhaps also, maybe also needs to speak to you. We are almost mid into the year, just a few weeks, or let's say a few days, a week and some days shy away from the mid-year. And it's quite surprising that it's almost, we're getting close to closing off this year. I guess, hey, I mean, we're already going midway into it, and before you know it, the year is almost over. I feel like we just started not so long time ago. And yeah, and even though it's been March, really, perhaps maybe you started off the year seeming like it's, you had it all together, and now all of a sudden everything seems to be so overwhelming and so much going on with so many commitments that we need to be committed to, whether it's kids, family, school, children, whatever that you got going on. Yeah, well, let's talk about keeping you motivated and encouraged, and keeping me motivated and encouraged all throughout this time until we pull through to the very end. Now tonight we are talking about when feeling tired and wanting to quit. Yeah. When you're feeling exhausted and worn out and you feel like just quitting or throwing in the towel. I've gone through so many times of situations like that in the past. And yeah, so I kind of know just that feeling when you feel like everything is just a mess, or things just don't seem to be working out as you've been hoping. Now we're going to look at it generally from every angle and every perspective, whether we're talking school-wise or whether we're talking job-wise, or we're talking whatever, or even parenting. Can be a little bit so much overwhelming. Perhaps maybe when you have a newborn child and you're all by yourself. And I say that because not so many months ago, my sister gave birth to her daughter, and I saw her going through the whole new birth story on her own. Of course, she's not married, so the husband is not there to even help her. Well, they say there's no husband, only the father to the baby. So yeah, I saw her going through all that all by herself, and kind of just reminds me of why I dread having to want to bring a child in this world all by myself means me having to sleep in one house with this baby while the father is at another house sleeping comfortably and waking up to do this and this, while I'm having sleepless nights of having to wake up and come a newborn baby who's crying, or I have to switch on the lights and breastfeed. I mean, I have three kids, so I know what it's like having a newborn in the house. It can drain you to the core. And I think that's why there is things such as postpartum depression, which a lot of people actually don't speak about. A lot of people actually don't recognize. I think they just feel like a mother is just being dramatically demanding or something like that, or, you know, she's not the first person to give birth and everybody else goes through it. Why is she exaggerating? But actually, postpartum depression is very real. And a lot of people, some people go through it and I think undiagnosed, and they just eventually come out of it. For some, it gets really worse. So Yeah. So whatever that it is that you're going through, perhaps your own is not really a newborn baby. Your own maybe is just work. Maybe you're juggling school and work and family at the same time, and it's become very overwhelming. And we're actually still there. I was very grateful, for a particular decision that I took beginning of this year. Of course, I wanted to go back to university. I think you all remember a particular topic that I had on the show says, don't compare yourself to other people as they are moving on their pace. Maybe you see, your colleagues, everybody signing up, for a new degree, you know, want to add more to what they already have. And you feel like, you know what, by the time everybody else is graduating, I'm not. So let me also just go out and register for a course. Yeah. And that topic was dwelling on don't compare yourself to other people, because you're not in the same boat. You're not in the same position. You're not dealing with the same issues. You don't have the same responsibilities, expectations that are expected of you are different, you know, and stuff like that. So very choice that I did beginning of this year that I'm still very grateful to. At the point in time, I wasn't sure what to do. Last year, in the beginning of this year, I kind of wanted to go back to university and start up a new course, you know, which was going to be a 3-year bachelor's degree. And then I applied and I got accepted. And at the point of registration, I was kind of having second thoughts. I was asking myself, well, will I be able to manage school, work, and family and my kids? You know, will I be able to manage all this? And I looked deep within and I prayed as well. And I seeked counseling. Again, I know we've spoken sometime. I've encouraged people here that so many times we make decisions and we don't seek for counsel, you know, and that's a wonderful thing to do. Seek for counseling, seek for guidance from other people. Let them actually help you and guide you through your decisions. You might not have it all together, and you might not have all the right answers, but somebody else may have a better answer for you. You know, somebody else might actually be able to come through for you. Yeah. So then I did just that. I went up, and before I could even register, I seeked some counseling and I seeked for some advice. And you know what? I later realized that me knowing myself and everything that, that is going on in my life right now and all the responsibility that I have at this point in time, I will not be able to actually maneuver through everything. Hence why I ended up not registering for that particular course. And as it came, as the year went on, I later now realized that, hey, hold on. I've got so many things that are taking up so much of my time right now. Some of the things that I normally used to do, I'm not even doing them anymore. How much more had I actually registered for this particular course? How would I have managed? And I think that's one of the reasons why we really drain ourselves and become so demotivated, you know, because you've got so much going on. There's a whole lot going on because there's so much that you have that is requiring your energy, your time, and your attention. Hence why sometimes you become so drained. Yeah. And of course, some of those responsibilities are things that you can't run away from, you know, that you really, you have to put in the work and the effort and the energy and the time. So yeah, fast forward with that story, I ended up not registering it. And looking back, one particular time as I was looking back, I was very, very grateful to myself for not registering that particular course. Because, hey, I would have deregistered it probably on the second month. Look how much money I would have wasted just by registering it. And you don't get a refund for that, huh? Or do you? Maybe it depends on if you had settled maybe 100%. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that it wouldn't have worked out very well. So hence why I say tonight we're talking about different things. As we speak about when you've reached the point where you feel like you want to quit, you want to give up, you want to throw in the towel and say, you know what? I think I'm done trying to put in all the efforts on the side, on the other side. I think it's time that I actually walk away and focus on me and da 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 and all that. Yeah, so that's what we're focusing on tonight. Or perhaps for you, it's family. And you maybe feel like family is taking a toll on you. And that's very possible, especially when you have children in the house or toddlers. And this and that is expected of you. And I think not only toddlers, you know, I think adult children as well. Especially let's talk about parents or adult parents, or parents who have adult children. And unfortunately, in the situation where we are at now with the way the economy is, maybe those children are not even making effort in helping her. For instance, she goes to work or they both go to work and they take care of the family. As much as they are adults, maybe some of them even have finished school and they're struggling to get a job. They are struggling to secure employment. Yet still them being at home and not being, of course, they are dealing with their own depressions and anxieties and worries and concerns. Of course, they want to secure jobs themselves as well as they see their mates kind of like, pulling out and doing it, for themselves out there. But yeah, let's continue this conversation right after this commercial break. I'll see you then.
So Windhoek Beer asked Namibia to be real, and we got 500,000 responses from Racina and the other 1,400 who are Crocs with socks. 10,000 peeps like T-Boss, whose nicknames are their real names, and 2,100 with the chops to master a braai like Arno. It doesn't get more real than that. As Windhoek, the real beer for real people, we recognize the 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
So welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju. And tonight we're talking about motivating each other on staying on course or staying on the journey that you have started or continuing, you know, where off you have begun in the beginning of the year, or perhaps have been on a particular journey or set a goal for yourself that, you know, let's pull up some motivation to keep you going and to keep me going as well. Yeah, so perhaps for you, it's children. Like I'm narrating a story about adult parents who have adult children and perhaps haven't secured employment and they are in the house. And unfortunately, perhaps they don't even help out, you know. Imagine parents going to work and coming to a house you know, dirty dishes in the sink, house that's not mopped. In other words, just something that is not, the children are just not doing something that is kind of like motivating. Like, of course, I get that you don't have a job. Of course, I get that, things haven't been working out. I get that things have been rough, but come on. You need to come through and play your part, you know, kind of like encourage, the other person that, hey, I can also, do my part, you know, to keep the other person motivated. Yeah, but it's different things, right? What about the men as well? You know, often, of course, I know that men, I'm not a man, of course, I can't really properly say it on their behalf, but so often men go through so much to put food on the table. Sometimes they're actually struggling, but as women, we often don't really appreciate them. You know, the little that the person, brings to the table, you know, that effort that they do, And you'd be surprised that actually they neglect themselves sometimes often. Yeah, you know, some men at least, they neglect themselves just to ensure that the family is well taken care of. And then sometimes they know that they need new shoes, a new pair of shoes, or they just need to take care of themselves as well. But they're taking care of the family. And a lot of wives, I think, don't appreciate their spouses. I want to be frank and kind of like say that, you know. I don't want to divert from the topic, but we're still on that particular topic, you know, to say, what about now that man who is so demoralized and going through so much and he doesn't really have a support system, you know, doesn't really have, a spouse whom he can lean on and say, you know what, I feel drained. Yeah, I feel like I can't really come through or pull through. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like I'm this and this and that. And sometimes men exhibit this type of characters through different things. You know, some of them, they quit altogether and start to focus maybe on something, you know, and it doesn't happen to be working out. And some of them, they work themselves. They become workaholics to try and prove a point that, hey, I can do it. I can be, you know, the man that actually comes forth. And then at the end of the day, it's taking a toll on their health, on their mental status. It's taking a toll on them. Slowly but surely, it is taking a toll. You know, it's only later that we realized the decisions or the choices that have been making had not been good choices, you know. Without knowing it, I don't know, but there's a particular saying of how people work so hard for money and so how people work so hard for their money. And then eventually in old age or with time, they spend the money that I have worked so hard for trying to get their health back. You know, it starts off with choices, those unhealthy habits that we make that we sometimes have to recognize and say, you know what, this is unhealthy. So as much as we're talking about keeping you motivated and keeping me motivated to continue, there's also the part where we have to talk about knowing when to quit. Maybe not necessarily the word itself quit, but yeah, knowing when to just kind of like let go, knowing when to kind of throw in a towel and say, you know what, this is not healthy for me. This is draining me emotionally, financially, spiritually, physically, so many drains. And in the long run, if I don't put an end to one of this, I'm going to end up sick. I'm going to end up in the hospital. And you know what? When you do end up in the hospital, guess what? You'll be there all by yourself. Mm-hmm. When they're going to put that heavy needle, that painful needle in your vein, it's going to be you all by yourself. When you're going to be, who knows, emotionally drained, it's going to be all you. When, you know, physically your back can't take it anymore because it had been strained for so long, it's going to be all you. Hence why really, as much as we need to encourage one another not to quit, we also need to speak about setting boundaries, knowing when to actually say, no, I can actually take on further more toil. I can further take on more work, or I can further take on more responsibilities because this already is draining me enough. So, well, while in the meantime, let's start off with talking about staying motivated. So how do you stay motivated when you have a certain goal that you have set for yourself, that you feel like so much is working against it, that you feel like quitting? How do you stay motivated then? Well, number one, you could consider taking some breaks. Yeah, you could consider taking some breaks. Well, a short break can help recharge your energy and prevent burnout. Just that particular time where you take a break, if it's from work, you take leave, if it is from school, you decide that, I think you speak to maybe somebody and you say, you know what, for 2 days, I'm going to be out of school. Of course, you plan it in such a way that it's not during tests or exams, so that you don't miss out majorly, so that you can just recharge. Because it's better when you recharge than you continue until you burn out. You know, there's such a thing as really burning out and just being picked up, maybe fainting, and you know your body has been speaking to you. And what's very interesting about our bodies speak. They speak to us. You know, you can tell, it kind of gives you that heads up that, hey, you need to take a break. You need to take it slowly. You need to rest. You need to just look at those clothes, those dirty clothes in the mangi or, you know, in the basket, and just ignore them for the next 3 days, because you need to breathe. You need to rest, because, I mean, hey, we are human beings. If God himself created, created the different things in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, and he is God, how much more you, who's a human being, you need rest as well, you know? And I think there's something that we often don't really talk about. And I know one day we actually, should you be interested, you can still find it on podcast here on Life Lessons, where I extensively spoken about rest, you know? We need rest. We need breaks. We need, to recharge our batteries. We need, you know, to recharge, those energy batteries, so that you can just be able to do better. And there's a beautiful thing about rest. When you do actually rest and recharge, you get more energy and you're able to focus even much better. Your output is even much more better compared to what you are dragging, you know, because when you are not really well exhausted, you will not well rested, you are exhausted. What you give out is not your best. But when you have rested, you kind of like step back and you recharge your batteries. Now you are able to think better. You are able to give better, to give off yourself better and give, better to your tasks that are at hand. You're just able to be more productive, with a better mindset, with a better understanding, with a better, you know, vision, clarity of mind, because you're not working from a point where you are exhausted and drained. Now, another thing you can also do is set small goals for yourself, you know, set small goals and be, realistic. Don't set huge goals, rather small goals. Let me try and achieve this, for this particular season. Let me try and get this, out of the way, and that and that. And once you do that, it would lead us now to point number three, which is you celebrate your progress as you achieve that one small goal that you've set for yourself. You now look at it and you celebrate, your progress. Like, look at the progress that I've made. I've set this goal for myself and hey, I've actually achieved it over a period of a week. And it kind of motivates you to say, if I could actually achieve this, then, I'm able to achieve the other one. I'm able to move on to the next one. And another major thing while, on staying motivated is find a support system. Yeah. Well, finding a support system may not very be easy if you don't really already kind of like have that particular person. But you know, our circle can be so huge, and yet, you might not really have that particular person that kind of like girds you and hears you and really understands you to the core. But they're out there if you just, continue to, what should I say now? Well, I don't know. I think it's for you who doesn't really have a support system. Well, keep on hoping. Don't lose hope. Don't despair. You'll one day find that particular person or those particular people that can be your support system. But then don't despair as well. You can always reach out to social workers. They'll be ready to speak to you. And you never know. Maybe that's where you will actually meet a friend and they become so close to you. So having a support system is very necessary. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of people. Can be just that one person when you feel like you're broken down, and you reach out to them and they can come through for you, and they know you, they understand you, they get you, they know where you're coming from, they understand your situation. You know how very beautiful and relieving when you call up a friend who knows your situation already, who knows what you've been through. And I think that's the beauty of friendship, when somebody has been through, has seen what you have gone through, you know, and when you do call them to tell them on a particular situation, you don't have to explain to them from A to Z, because you can just start off somewhere in F, and they will fill in the gaps of A and you know, moving forward. Or whether in between or whatever, you know, in that way, they really just hear you, and it helps elevate the much pressure that, you know, would have to go through, explain from the beginning, let the person actually get what it is and what is triggering certain things. Yeah. So that's the beautiful aspect of having such, a good friend, or perhaps for you might be a good partner, for you might be a wonderful mom who listens, or a dad, a cousin, a colleague. Yeah, different people for different people, you know, since you are all unique and different. Yeah. So having that person who then you tell them what you're passing through and what you're going through, and they hear you and they listen to you and they motivate you and they encourage you, is so wonderful, is so superb, really. It's something worth appreciating, is something worth being grateful for. So learn to tend to them. Don't feel like a failure when you do. Don't feel like, I'm always the one to kind of like open up and say I'm going through this and blah, 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 blah. You don't have to feel like that. I'm sure if they're such a close person, they are such a support system, they won't judge you, you know? I think some of the things we go through is because we trying to be superheroes ourselves, and we are silently going through things, and it's not supposed to be like that. We're not wired like that. We're human beings. We're supposed to reach out to one another. And I've come to realize that people won't know what it is that you're going through if you don't tell them. You know, I know sometimes we assume that I'm going through so much. Aren't they supposed to see it? I'm drained. Aren't they supposed to smell it? I mean, can't they see this and this and that? And I think of course, we would expect that from people, but what you don't realize is that sometimes they have their own things, you know, so they don't really have the time to even notice what it is that you're going through. Hence why it's very necessary to open up and be vocal yourself and say, you know what, I need help here. I need a shoulder to lean on here. I need a shoulder to cry on here. Regardless of gender, whether you're male or female, you know? Yeah. It's, I don't know, but there's just something about, releasing tears from your teary grins. There's just something about it that I feel like relieves so many things, so many tensions, you know, once you break down and just cry out and say, you know what? Oh, you let it out. That's one of my things that really helps me. And yeah, I'm grateful for that particular mechanism, one of my coping mechanisms. Yeah. So another point that we're going to look at is managing fatigue. Yeah. Managing fatigue when you're so really exhausted and tired and worn out. So number one, it's good to prioritize self-care. And by self-care, I mean encompassing a whole lot of things. For instance, ensure that you get adequate sleep. You know, when you don't get enough sleep, you become so grumpy, you become so down, you become so, you know, demotivated, demoralized. But when you get enough sleep, you recharge your battery, like I said, you know, earlier when we're talking about another pointer. So prioritize self-care, ensure that you do get adequate sleep. You know, a normal human being is supposed to get 8 hours of sleep per night. Now, if you're not getting 8 hours of sleep, at least make sure that you're getting 7. If you're getting 6 hours of sleep per night, you need to do something about it. Yeah, you need to do something about it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't become deliberate about your health, you will, you know that saying of you reap what you sow? Yeah, you can't expect to reap good health in future if you're not sowing it, you know? You can't expect for you to run suddenly for long and not be worn out, dead, with your heart beating so hard in your chest, like somebody who's about to faint or whatever, when you haven't been putting in the effort of even simple exercises, you know, you haven't even been putting in the effort of trying to train your heart. So you can expect to reap good results from that. So ensure that you get well rest. Ensure that you sleep well. If you haven't slept well, maybe a couple of days ago, try to make up for it. Try to make up for it that, you know what, I'm going to bed early. Be deliberate that I will go to bed early. You know, there are times when I actually do that. If I know that I'm going to get up early tomorrow, then I try to go to bed early. At least, yeah, so that I can get up well refreshed and well rested. And I've noticed if I get interruptions in my sleep, for instance, maybe I got a call, you know, like the other time, I got a call from a friend of mine in the middle of the night because she had a terrifying dream. Was it even a dream or was it a vision? And I think one day we'll talk about that. I think it's a topic that we need to discuss when it comes to tribulation and all that type of things. Yeah, so she had this particular dream that sounded, that looked so real. In fact, I found myself crying along with her as she was narrating that dream. In that particular night also, I had woken up as we had a talk or a discussion or prayers as well, prayers with one of my other sisters. Now, I had just woken up, gone back to sleep, woken up again, and then again, what again? Kind of like woke me up. So when it was finally to get up and go take a bath and go to work, I was dragging it, you see, because I'm kind of like, the body is kind of like already speaking on its own. I haven't gotten the sleep, you know, that I'm accustomed to, that I'm used to. I haven't gotten the rest. So you are really dragging yourself to kind of get out of bed. Hence why I say, when you haven't gotten the needed rest, make sure that you make up for it. Yeah. In prioritizing self-care, you also have to take care of your nutrition. How often, or when was the last time you actually bought yourself a banana? Of course, you go out and buy yourself Hungry Lion. You go out and buy yourself, what do you call it? I don't know. Grill Addict, what do they call it? You go out and buy yourself some pizza, some steak, some posy chips. You're so used to all this unhealthy eating habits. Remember, you can't reap where you haven't sown, you know? When last did you buy yourself an orange? When last did you buy an apple, a banana, some grapes, you know, for vitamin? When last did you actually do that? When last did you ensure that you're going to have jungle oats for breakfast? Of course, not everybody loves jungle oats. I mean, a healthy meal for breakfast, and, you know? When last did you actually drink fresh milk? When last did you... You know, stuff like that, like healthy food. When last did you do that? You'll go out and eat all this junk foods and kind of comfort yourself. I'm not trying to, bully anyone or what's the particular word. It puzzles me when I see people who are overwhelmingly overweight. Yeah. And they continue to feed themselves all this junk and feed themselves. I ask myself, haven't you gotten to a point where you can now say, you know what, enough is enough, and get the help that you need? I mean, you know, as much as people may not want the truth to be said, the truth is you are a result of the choices that you make. Believe it or not, whether you want to take that in or not, you are as a result of the choices that you make. You can't want to reap good things from where you are not sowing good things. You can't. And that includes your health. That includes taking care of yourself. That includes really toning down on certain things that you see are not good. And that'll help you. That'll motivate you to keep on your goal, to keep on going on the journey that you're going. Let's say, for instance, now you're on your goal this on this in this particular aspect is to lose some weight, or maybe not to lose some weight. Your goal is just to eat healthy. Yeah, that can be a goal too. Your goal is just to be a healthy person, but you're not being deliberate. And then there's a beautiful saying that I really love that has resonated with me for a very long time. If you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. And when I'm adamant and I want to do something, I remind myself, Happy, when you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. So if you want different results, you have to do something different. Yeah. So if you want a healthy body, you need to invest in a healthy body. And while we're actually there, prioritizing self-care, maybe you're a particular person who has, there's just something that you want. Maybe you want your face to be clean. You want to remove all the dark spots, or perhaps it's hair. Like for instance, for me, I've gone on a journey now to say, you know what, I need to actually be consistent with my hair care. Of course, sometimes that's the last thing I will do because I'm trying to get this out of the way. The weekend will pass by, you know, probably wash my hair, will not even go get it done. I'll manage a boiler during the week. I'll do this, I'll do that. But then I want my hair to grow, you know. There was a point I actually grew, and now we're kind of just stuck in the middle. So then I decided to, you know what, I'm going to be deliberate. I'm going to buy particular products that I've heard have worked over time. Over the times, and I'm gonna be deliberate, at least so that I'm sure I'm gonna see results. You know, I'm sure that results are gonna come out, but you have to be deliberate about that. That's one of the things when you're prioritizing self-care. You're putting yourself first. You're putting in the work to ensure that, you know what, this end goal that I want to get through, I'll get through to it. Now, another thing on self-care is exercise. Yeah. Nobody said exercise is only when you go to the gym. When you wake up in the morning and go to the gym and do like everybody else is doing. Mm-mm. Exercise can be consistently doing 30 squats every night or every morning when you wake up. Exercise can be 5 push-ups a day. Exercise can be, you know, jumping for 10 times every day. You know, a beautiful thing about life is consistency. Whatever you do consistently, you become so good at it, and it yields you beautiful results. Whatever you become, that good thing that you become so consistent at, you become so good at it. And it lifts up your spirit. It gives you joy, you know. It gives you some sort of fulfillment. That which you're particularly into, that you're doing consistently. For instance, you are consistent in reading a book before you go to bed and not being on your phone. You know, you're consistent in your exercises. You're consistent in ensuring that you eat healthy. A healthy meal 3 times a week, or 4 times a week, or 5 times a week. You know, you are consistent with those things. And by that, you will have to put in the work. Of course, in the beginning, it's not going to be easy. There is no way something good for your benefit is going to be easy from the beginning. Mm-mm. It requires determination and consistency. It requires you to have made up your mind to say, you know what, I'm going to be deliberate. Let's say, for instance, with healthy meals, you will now need to go to the shops, which often you didn't used to do, and buy things that you normally were not buying. I'm not really a fan of avocados, maybe once in a while, maybe. But now you're deliberate in, I'm going to buy me some avocados. I'm going to buy me some eggs that I haven't done in a while. I'm going to buy me some fresh milk. I'm going to buy me, you know, the healthy meals. I'm going to buy me some oats, or I'm going to buy me some muesli, you know, and just have start off my day healthy. You know, it might not be a complete turnaround in 1 month. in 2 months, but at least in 3 months, I should look back and say, hey, look, I've done pretty good for myself. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So do also ensure that you stay hydrated in managing fatigue. Do stay hydrated. Do drink plenty of water to maintain focus and energy, but don't overdo it. Don't overdrink water. Don't follow trends of people, you know, showing bottles. I finished this. It's too much water is also not really good for your electoral balance, but balance it, you know, find balance. Of course, they say a human being should drink at least how many liters per day? 7 liters per day of water. Well, start off small, or 2 liters per day. I don't know which one. Pardon me on that. I'm not sure which one. So yeah, start off small. And if you don't like water, maybe it's because the type of water that you're drinking is not really nice. Yeah, you know. But if the water is actually filtered or it's rainwater, that might encourage you to actually drink some water. So find why it is that you're not drinking water so that you can start doing it. Now, me telling you, that's something that I am working on myself. Yeah. In fact, it's something that I've really putting in the work now in that regard. So I guess everybody with their own that they have to put in the work. Now, with that being said, let's pause here, take a trip to the marketplace, and we'll be back still to continue with our show, Life Lessons. I'll bring you a musical break in the meantime. See you right after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal.
The best just got better. Paratha's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just $500 Namibian, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing, at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Paratha's offices to find out more, or go to paratha.africa/Namibia to sign up online. Always prepared.
Just like you, something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
You're one of a kind. A kind of once in a lifetime, not just another face in the crowd. You light up a room with a light that's inside you. Don't be afraid to let it out.
So hold your head up, don't let anybody get you down.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you.
Here for a reason, this world needs somebody like you. 'Cause anybody can be a copy, and there will always be people talking. So face your fears and chase your dreams and dance like no one's watching.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you. Just be you.
one of a kind, a kind of once in a lifetime, not just another face in the crowd.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
Hey everyone, it's Sadie Robb here, and a lot of you have been wondering, what is the Live Original Tour? Well, allow me to inform you what the Live Original Tour means to me. What it means to me is it's an opportunity for this relationship right here to go off the screen and to...
And I love both those two songs I just played, Just Be You and Who I'm Meant to Be. Yeah, in this life, at the end of the day, what should keep us going is the fact that we are ourselves, you know. We are living our lives in our journey, working on our own pace and not comparing ourselves to other people, because we're different people. I keep singing that song to say we are different people who are on different journeys and different paths, and we have different purposes, you know. Your purpose may, of course, won't be my purpose. Your what's required of you in this life won't be what's required of me. Now, that being said, I just read something by Captain Lloyd, where he wrote down and said, in closing to what he wrote down, he said, never take for granted the impact your presence and kindness can have on someone's life. And I repeat that, never take for granted the impact your presence and kindness can have on someone's life. So in this topic, as we're talking about continuing, you know, not quitting, being motivated on that particular journey, imagine there's somebody in your street, somebody in your location, somebody in your workplace who looks up to you, just particularly looking out to you, and they are motivated by how you get up in the morning to go and do that which you are doing, you know? Just simple things like that. I was particularly motivated by a former colleague who has been there, you know, with her kids. She doesn't have her mom. Her mom actually stays in another country, and she's here by herself, and her dad also is not around. And she looks after her daughter and her sister, but the sister, this is, it's a small sister, and her mom passed on while she was young, so the dad brought the small sister to her and entrusted her with this little girl as her sister, and she took care of that little one, and both of them are now like her two daughters, regardless of the other one being actually her sister, her biological sister. It's like her daughter. And you know what? She will work hard for her two girls. She will be there for her girls. And little did she know, she was motivating me. Imagine this is somebody who's doing it all by herself, and see how she's doing it. It motivates a person to say, you know what? If she can do it, I can also do it. Such encouragements are needed. So you wanting to maybe quit, something that you've been doing, just know that you might be drifting away from or closing the gap of or to that person. You have been a source of inspiration to that particular person, and now you throwing in the towel shows to them that, hey, maybe I can do it. If I'm looking up to her and she can keep on, then maybe I also can't do it, you know? In a way, unknown to you, you're actually demoralizing that person. And if you learn that the person was motivated by you, by your action, by your work, by the way you carry yourself, by the way you carry yourself regardless of the many responsibilities that are on your head, it's just a beautiful feeling, you know? It's just something that's like, wow, am I really making effort in this life? Am I really doing something? You might actually feel like you're not doing anything, but to others, you are doing something. The fact that you keep on going, regardless of the journey being tough and not so easy. Yeah? Yeah. So we're still on our topic tonight of just staying motivated, how to keep yourself motivated as we are almost close to the mid of the year, and things might not be as smooth as you actually thought they would be. They might not be, you know, working out so right. So we're still talking about managing fatigue, and I spoke about staying hydrated, but not going overboard when it comes to water. Also, let's talk about adjust your pace, where you need to slow down or adjust your workload to avoid exhaustion. And I think this one is very important, that you adjust your pace. You slow down or you reschedule, you adjust your workload to avoid exhaustion. I know what it's like to be really drained and exhausted. I've gone through, I'm that one person that will push myself even to the very end. You know, I'll keep on going because I'll look at the end goal of all the eyes that are looking at me. You know, the responsibility. I go beyond. I try not to be selfish. I might tell myself, you know what, I can pull myself out of this particular situation. But then I think about other people involved. I think about how will it impact them, and that alone sometimes keeps me motivated to say I will go. But then the danger of that is that you keep on going until you yourself, you are really exhausted, and even though you want to come through for the other people, you can't because you don't have the power. The willpower is there, but the energy itself is actually not there. Hence why it's necessary to slow down or adjust your workload to avoid exhaustion, to avoid burnout, to avoid completely not being able to come through. So it's very important that you do that. So see, find a way how you can actually adjust your workload. Also speak to your boss, speak to your supervisor. They might be able to have a solution for you. Remember, go to them with a positive attitude, you know, and with a listening ear as well. And yeah, and you just never know. You might actually reach a solution that is working for you and your boss, or for you and your supervisor, for you and your colleagues, that is able to, you know, to carry all of you, and the work goes on without being interrupted, but you're still getting the rest or adjusting your workload that you initially wanted to do. Now, with that being said, we do have a commercial break that is coming up. So let's pause here, take a trip to the marketplace, and we'll be back to continue. So stay with us.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House.
I'm only human, of flesh and blood, I'm made.
Did you know that one in four road deaths involves a pedestrian or cyclist? This UN Global Road Safety Week, play your part in making walking and cycling safer for everyone. Look out for our vulnerable road users. Be alert and be responsible. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. I am your host, Ndapha Happy Juju, here to keep you company this evening. If you will notice, I'm also not really my excited self today, as I'm just really, I'm trying, yeah, to take it slow this time around. But don't worry, no worries. So now, we're talking about keeping motivated and encouraged and not quitting, yeah? Now, overcoming the urge to quit, let's deal with that now. Remind yourself of your goals. Reflect on reasons for starting and the benefits of continuing. So a beautiful reminder of why you need to continue is also vital, because you remember then why you're here in the first place, you know. You remember the end goal. You reflect on your reasons for starting, and then you look at the benefits of continuing. So as much as maybe you want to quit, you think about why it's necessary to keep on continuing. Seek inspiration as well. Yeah. Draw motivation from role models, success stories, or quotes. You know, look up those motivational stories that will just help you. Everybody has that particular thing that actually helps them or keeps them on track or inspires them. For you might be reading a book. For the next person might be reading or watching a motivational video. For the next person might be this particular movie that they have watched over and over again that just encourages them and lifts them up. Or for another person might be listening to a message, you know. For another one might be listening to a sermon. So since you know what actually gets you tick, what keeps you inspired and motivated, well, then ensure that you take out time to do just that. And then focus on your progress. Emphasize accomplishments rather than obstacles. Look at the accomplishments that you are making, and more than looking at the obstacles, more than what you aren't reaching. Earlier I spoke about celebrate progress. So there might be also a tendency to look at the obstacles, but rather you want to look, you don't want to be looking only at the obstacles, because the obstacles might keep you demotivated and demoralized. Rather look at the accomplishments that you're making. Now by implementing that, you can stay motivated and you can overcome the urge to quit. Of course, there's more to this than that. You know, you can overcome the urge to quit when you're feeling tired. You know, another thing that I would want to mention here is that, you know, sometimes when you want to quit, you know, the enemy is so subtle that sometimes when you want to quit is exactly the time when good things are working out your way. And I was just about to actually say the studio number, but we do have a caller already. Life Lessons, good evening.
Oh, good evening, madam.
Good evening, Uncle Buana. Long time.
Long time. And I was even listening to you. When was it?
Mm-hmm.
I do listen to you, to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I listened was this week or... where you were connecting to a brother from Nigeria.
Uh-huh. I think that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Maybe it was a repeat kind of a program.
Okay.
So otherwise, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Uncle Pana. How are you doing?
No, and from one day, I always tune in to you, only that the time that you want to participate, I think maybe... we just missed that opportunity. So otherwise, you are doing good, and we listen. You are building us up.
Okay.
And you are happy. Just that I did not listen from the beginning now.
Mm.
But I heard you encouraging us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe it's also good to just interact if there's that opportunity.
Of course.
Maybe you now have to let me know about the theme of the program.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we're actually talking about staying motivated or overcoming the urge of quitting, wanting to quit. You know, the time when you've probably reached a point where you feel like there's so many responsibilities, there's so much work, there's so much school efforts you need to put in, family, and you feel like quitting. So we're talking about keeping motivated and right on track.
Yeah, no, that's very important. I think it's appropriate to all of us,
mm-hmm.
adults and the young ones, and because many a times, we give up.
Yeah.
When you give up things in life, it's like you're giving up your life as well.
You're giving up?
If you give up anything that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
or what is
your
purpose to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, God has got given us, ordained us to do some, to fulfill some responsibility.
Yeah.
And if we omit those, we do not perform them,
indeed.
Then we will not do justice,
mm-hmm.
to ourselves and to the people that we, and the responsibility that God has given unto us.
That's true.
So, but many a times when you see some, experience some challenge,
mm-hmm.
bitterness and things like that,
mm-hmm.
we often give up.
Mm-hmm.
You get discouraged. You think there's no hope. And if we are not really motivated. And sometimes it's also important to motivate ourselves.
Yes.
Just to know, I am well able to do this thing.
Exactly.
And I've got the strength. It's not that you should compare yourself with others, but you see, yes, if others can do that,
mm-hmm.
why not me? Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, some challenges are really just to strengthen you, to give you more energy, to revive your, you know, your vision. So I think it is really very important that, especially the young ones, there are many, many churches. Some of them, they do not have employment. Some of them are willing to do, to set up their business and project. And they feel I do not have capital. You know, because the language that people talk about is just capital. People just tell you capital. Even the person who has not even registered a business with BIPA, he will tell you the capital. Now, even if you are to go to your uncle or whoever, a Samaritan, and you say now you want to do business and you are looking for capital. You have not even registered a business in your name. Or whatever. Then how do you overcome that challenge now? That the problem that might discourage you, you think that yes, you cannot own a business in your name. You cannot do this. So those are some of the areas that we need to perhaps see, because those people have got potential.
That's true.
When I look at the young ones and the boys in particular, I said, these are the ones, man. If it was that time of the war, then you could now say, yes, there's a lot of manpower. But now the war now that we are fighting against is poverty and unemployment.
And the mind as well.
And the mind. If we cannot really motivate our mind, ourselves, and say, yes, I can do this one and can do this. And I think they also need some kind of organization.
Yeah.
I don't know what's really happening in the community. You know, when we were in exile, people are motivated. They are organized. They are not just scattered around like that. They were so much organized, and everybody has got the responsibility, and you know who is there, who is there. Even in our community here, in our constituency, is it so difficult for you to know where Angolo Bwana is and this other one and this other one? Or this graduate, where they are? And maybe you cluster them in the villages and all these things. Is that so much difficult? Or how do we do it?
I think there's
because I know it's doable.
Indeed. I think there's so many things, many factors that are happening right now. And the world, of course, has changed in so many ways. Back then, there wasn't so much comparison. I think also social media is making it quite hard for people now, because it makes it so easy for you to see that this one has bought a car, has gotten married, has gotten children, and you're still here struggling to secure a job. So I think some of the reasons why people become so demotivated and discouraged.
Yesterday I was listening to your colleague, those one in the morning scoop. And they were interviewing people, actually, even from, they also interviewed somebody from the traditional authority. From the leadership there. And that particular person really impressed me. So because the language that I was hearing, yes, within the constituency, the people can also go to their office, the village head, and the kapatashus, and the councillors are even that one is even compulsory. So they can bring up their development initiatives, the community development projects, and he was talking. And now those are the people that we can at least facilitate. I mean, to help, to facilitate their process. If there are areas, because every village now, every constituency, there are things that are going on there. Either construction, maybe you are expanding the schools or the clinic or whatever. There's a lot of things. So, and there is a need. If there is a need within the community, and can't you not go there and motivate and organize the... You can even go to the Okandonges, Kokambagwa, Kunan. I'm just saying that you can select two or three or five people maybe from those graduates, the artisans, the academic ones, and all these things. I'm just feeling that it's something that could be done.
Mm. And it will actually keep you motivated, keep one motivated.
And people will be motivated because they will find hope.
Exactly.
Even if there is no job, but there is some kind of eager, some kind of conviction within them that, yes, we can do something. But they also need some, you know, leadership to guide them. Away with them, to facilitate, to guide them. So I think that spirit should be, let people not be demotivated.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there are really challenges there. Even when we were there, we could face a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
But how do you overcome them?
Good question.
So that they don't press you down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get discouraged and you lose faith, even in your strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good topic, Mami. Continue doing it and we'll definitely be motivated.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you, Uncle Vanna, for coming through and sharing your insights with us.
Welcome, Mami. God bless.
Okay.
Good.
Mm. Now, should you be interested, you can also come through and share your contributions with us. Our studio line is 083-288-401, and I repeat that slowly. 083-288-401. Now, I was busy saying that at times when you feel like quitting, that's actually when good things or answers are very close by. Yeah. I've learned this over the years that times when you really feel like throwing in the towel and feel like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm gone. I'm this. I'm that. That's when your answer to prayers is just around the corner. So don't throw in the towel. Stay motivated. Stay encouraged. Keep yourself busy. I do like what Uncle Bana actually saying right there, that find something to keep you busy, to keep you motivated. You know, sometimes we are also demotivated because, okay, two factors can be involved. The workload is too much. You know, the responsibilities are a lot, and this and this and that. Another one is that your mind is idle. You're not occupied with certain things that will keep your mind busy. Hence why you will be, you know, demotivated. So keeping yourself busy will at least help you, you know, to stay motivated, to stay on track and find yourself, you know, for instance, you did education at university and you haven't gotten a job and it's going up to a year. Volunteer yourself at those schools. I know of somebody who some years ago volunteered himself, and while he was busy volunteering himself, he actually got a job. So volunteer yourself for a particular, at a particular school. You could decide that, you could, you know what, I'm available and, I can do this and do that. And you know what? Maybe sometime they may need a relief teacher, or maybe, one of the teachers is gonna go on maternity in the next 3 months. And why would they need to look outside when you yourself have been making yourself available? You know, I don't know if that's still something that can be done. I think it can. Or perhaps, you know, offer, a kindergarten nearby of, somebody who, maybe even a private kindergarten, because at least they get some good money. Maybe not so good, but at least something. You can actually go there and say, I can help out as well. Just start somewhere. It might give you an idea to start, and some knowledge and wisdom to start your own kindergarten in future. So keep yourself busy. You know, today I remembered, I went out of the house and went to sit in my yard, just sitting there, idling by, you know, it was very early morning hours, so the sun wasn't really out so much like that. And I was sitting there just leaning up on a wall, and I sat on the ground, you know, and I put something there to sit down, and I remembered something. I remembered how I would, some time passed, some few years passed. I'll come out of the house and be outside there and just see how some of the things, some of the goals that I set for myself, weren't working out, how things were just so hard, you know, things were just really hard on so many levels. And I remembered how, wait, things have changed, you know? So really, I just remembered how I used to be sad and probably teary as well, feeling discouraged, like nothing seemed to be going right. And I pondered on those thoughts. And I sat there for a while until the sun really came out blazing. And I realized, hey, wait, I need to go inside. So sometimes going back to that particular place that you used to go when you're down, when it felt like the world is coming to an end or your world is coming to an end, when it felt like you are not coming out of the dungeon, you're not coming out of the pit, you're not coming out of the darkness, you're not coming out of no progress. You know, going back and looking makes you actually realize, hey, hold on. I actually came out of that particular situation. I came out of despair. You know, you might say to yourself, I may not be exactly where I want to be or I wish to be right now, but hold on, at least so much good has been accomplished already. So much progress has been made, you know. Such reflections make you realize that we are moving. You are moving. Maybe like a tortoise, yeah, but at least it's some progress, you know. But at least you're getting there. At least you're making some progress. So yeah, I think there's a need for all of us to reflect back and see where we are coming from and the journey that we've been on, and realize that nothing stays permanent forever. Eventually, it will change. Eventually, it has to change. It eventually has to change. So stay on the course. Stay motivated. Keep on encouraging yourself. And seek for a source of inspiration. You know, one that actually lifts you up. One that actually motivates you. The one that actually speaks to you particularly. So don't despair. Don't be discouraged. You need to motivate yourself. Like I said, you might be that particular source of motivation to the next person. Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, one interesting thing that I've come to realize about this life is that things do change. Things do change for good. For good, if you're looking for good. Things do change. Things do get better. And I want to believe that a lot of people who go out and commit suicide is because they were discouraged. They were so demotivated. They were discouraged about so many things. They didn't see progress in anything that they were doing. They didn't see light at the end of the tunnel. But there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah? But you know what? Stay motivated. Keep moving towards your goals. You know, it's so easy to feel discouraged when the results aren't showing up as quickly as you would like. Yeah? But one thing to remember is that motivation is the fuel that keeps us going. Yeah. And it's so important that you stay motivated even when the results are so slow. Even when you feel like, am I going to pass my exams? When my test results are so bad. But the fact that you're putting in effort, you're studying for your test, you're doing something, I think that should be encouragement enough Of course, you might not be scoring the 70s that you had hoped. You may be falling in your 60s and sometimes in your 50s. But you just don't understand. You're giving it your best, but hold on. Eventually, you just never know. And maybe your exams come. You study, and then guess what? You do so good in your exams. You know? You are able to achieve such great results if you keep on motivating yourself. You just stay the course. Don't quit. Have some momentum. As momentum builds success, you know? Remember, every small action counts. Consistency creates momentum that can lead to breakthroughs. Consistency. In whatever you're doing, be consistent. However, it seems like as if it's just not yielding results, be consistent. Be consistent. Consistency yields results when you least expect it. Learning and growth. You know, the journey is just as valuable as the destination. And I think most of the times we forget that. Each particular challenge that you're going through teaches you something new. Each challenge that you're going through teaches you something new. It brings maturity. Hi. When I reflect on the many challenges I've gone through in my life, challenges that I soaked my bed in and asked questions why I was going through all those many challenges. You know, I think I was okay with if I could face only one particular challenge or two, but so many, I was asking why. But looking back, they have molded me into the person that I am. You know, there are certain things that I have become so matured about. There are certain things that I don't panic about anymore. Of course, I'm still a work in progress, but there are certain things that I just don't panic about anymore. Something can be so serious, and I refuse to panic. And I will even be speaking to myself. And tell you what, soon enough, it won't be a challenge anymore. It won't be a problem anymore. It'll be sorted out. Imagine. Just imagine. And then I feel so good about not having panicked. And that's maturity. You get there by growth. You get there with maturity. You get there by the type of people you're listening to. If you're all about, you just in church, prophesy and amen to everything that doesn't even seem to make sense to you, you won't grow, you know? You need to find things that will grow you, grow your spirit, grow you mentally, emotionally. While you're going through your challenges, where you're not gullible to believing everything, you're not gullible to accepting everything. You know, when a lot of people are going through a lot of things, some people like to say, let's go to prophet hoo-hoo, let's go to so-called men of God. Mm-mm. It ain't always the solution, I tell you. Life Lessons, good evening.
Hello, how are you, madam?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Mm.
Yes, but here in Katima, we can't get your radio.
Oh.
What's happening?
We're so sorry.
It took now a month.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get your radio.
Okay, sir. We'll take note of that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was I wanted to speak to your director. Excuse Nengela.
Senegala. Franz Senegala.
Okay. Oh, Senegala, but maybe he's going to, but I don't know how I will get the number.
Okay, call in on Monday.
Yes, because he used to give his number. He used to give it to you.
Okay. Or listen, call in his show on Monday, or calling in the office on Monday. Mm-hmm.
What show are you having now?
This is Life Lessons.
We are missing you.
This is Life Lessons.
Or Life Lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm having a problem because I wanted to ask on the Eagle FM
mm-hmm.
for the radio to inform the nation that the time of these people for justice, when they will be in Kachima, they were supposed to put it on the national radio for the people to know where is going to be their venue, and then what problem exactly they are coming to, mm-hmm. to do, and then if the problem is going to be for everyone who is having a query about the law, and then they can tell the venue where
okay.
are they going.
Okay.
Yes, because we are having certain problems. Which
okay. Well, this is not the right platform. I need to go back to what we're discussing. Please call in yeah. his show on Monday, or you can call the same number. You just remove a zero at the end and you put one.
Okay.
Yes, and then you look for
okay.
France.
And I do one.
So instead of 0832888401, you put 4400.
Oh,
400. Yes.
That is direct to him, eh?
That's to the office number.
Okay.
And you should
because
be able to get.
I used to participate.
No problem. Just call in, please, on Monday.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye. Okay, and now I think let's pause here and take a trip to the marketplace, as we do have a scheduled commercial break that is coming up, and then I'll bring you some musical I will take a musical break as well, and we'll continue right off once we return. Goodbye for now.
Olio mnangeshefa na wahara kushigika oma akuro ya kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.
Sylvantuk Beer asked Namibia to be real, and we got 500,000 responses from Racina and the other 1,400 who rock Crocs with socks, 10,000 peeps like T-Boss, whose nicknames are their real names, and 2,100 with the chops to master a braai like Arnold. It doesn't get more real than that. As Vintuk, the real beer for real people, we recognize the 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Tears away, and I felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough, and no matter where I am, on the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. Your God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. I've watched my dreams get broken, in you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. Standing on
since I bought my life. Yeah, in the valley.
you doing a video?
I don't know.
Did he take out like the wrong film?
Yeah. And we are back. You're tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Interesting. You know, when you yourself are so motivated, you have the power to pull other people into being motivated. You have the power to actually lift up somebody's day just with you being so motivated. Now, we're still talking about staying motivated. Now, keep moving towards your goal. Be, you know, put on some resilience, you know. Motivation helps you bounce back from setbacks. Keep pushing through. Every successful person has faced obstacles. And I think that's one thing we also often forget or overlook. Successful people also have faced obstacles. They have faced moments where they wanted to quit, where they wanted to throw in the towel, where they felt like this was so draining and this was so much. So have some sort of resilience. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. You've got this. You will eventually get there. Now, have a vision and clarity. By staying motivated, keep your goals in sight. Visit your vision regularly to stay inspired. And if you have to write them down on the wall where you can see them every day, then so be it, so that you can see them and be motivated every now and then. Don't forget to inspire others. When you're inspiring others, your determination can uplift those around you. You'll be a beacon of hope for others chasing their dreams. You know, like I earlier pointed out, you just never know who is busy looking. You just never know who is busy actually observing, you know, and you are being a source of motivation to somebody else without even saying the words. Do surround yourself with positivity. Do surround yourself with people who are positive. Engage with uplifting people who support your journey and not those that demoralize you. If you have a particular friend who drains you through the things that they say, then I think it's time to reconsider, as they are not actually your friend, but rather somebody that just demoralizes you. I personally don't like to be around negative people. I don't like people who have no sense of positivity in their lives, who always see negativity around everything. Of course, there are times where somebody has to be realistic, but when somebody is deliberately being negative to keep you demotivated, no. Do reflect and adjust. Regularly assess your progress. And be flexible in your approach. Remember, celebrate your progress. Stay inspired by reading or listening. You know, I didn't speak about actually listening to good music or good songs that can keep you well refreshed to continue the journey. It's necessary to listen to good music, music that uplifts your soul, music that keeps you motivated, music that keeps you, should I say, hydrated, sort of like water, you know? Yeah. Music that just speaks to you and encourages you, uplifts you, not those songs that drain a person. Remember, you need to look for music that will keep you on track, not the ones that go make you throw a pity party. That's not what you're looking for. Yeah. And then I did speak about, we'll also talk about when to know when to quit. So, do know when to actually quit, when your particular goal is completely working against your health, taking a complete mental toil on you, you know, emotional, physical toil on you. If you have tried to incorporate some of the things that we've just spoken about, where you've tried to really go at a slower pace, or perhaps try to reduce the workload, but still it doesn't seem to be working and you're continuously drained, you're continuously demotivated, and perhaps you're continuously crying, know that maybe it's time to actually throw in the towel. You know, if it's draining you mentally, then maybe it's not worth it. If you've obviously put in the effort that you've tried to put in, but it doesn't seem to be working. So know when to actually step away. Sometimes really, do listen to your environment, do listen to your body, do listen to the people around you, do listen, you know, the signs will be there. that kind of like just give you the heads up to say, you know what, I think it's time for you to let go of this particular goal that you're pursuing. It doesn't seem to be leading anywhere. There's a time where you have to take a detour, you know, come back from where you're going and go another way. Yes, that's very much another route. Also, that's an option as well, especially when things just don't seem to be working out. And because at the end of the day, you want to be a healthy person and in your right mind, instead of losing your mind over certain things. Now, I probably haven't actually told you, but I think I did. Our studio line is open. You can come through and air your opinions and contributions right here on Life Lessons. The studio number is 083-288-401. And I think you have heard of an advert that spoke about our The Villager newspaper. To make sure that you subscribe to our WhatsApp channel and receive tri-weekly dose of news, that is social and economic news, right at your fingertips in your mobile app. All you have to do is send a text message. That's all. That is on 081-200-4144. A text message to 081-200-4144. That is a WhatsApp text message, and you can receive tri-weekly dose of economic and social news. That is news every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so that you're well in on the loop, yeah, when it comes to news items. Now, also another thing for those of you who have been having hard times listening to us via the radio at some places, we sincerely apologize for that.
I do consider...
Pardon me, it's almost time for bedtime. So do consider downloading our app, the Eagle FM app, right on your App Store or your Google Play Store, and you can listen to us. Now, for those of you who don't have data and unable to listen to it, we sincerely apologize for that, okay? We sure hope that very soon everything is going to be sorted out. And yeah, we sure hope that very soon enough. Now, with that being said, we resume back to our topic of not quitting and staying on course. And with that being said, there's also another angle of saying, do know the signs when it's actually time to say, you know what, I think I've put in the effort and the energy that's needed. Maybe it's time to actually let go of this particular thing and focus on other things. Yeah, because your mental well-being, your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, even your spiritual well-being is more important than anything else. At the end of the day, whatever that we are doing is things to just occupy our time in the meantime as we are on this planet Earth. But eventually, at the end of the day, you want to look back and say, am I happy with the way I lived my life, with the choices that I made? Am I content and am I satisfied with the things that I did? Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of the day, do put yourself first. You are just you, one unique person in this particular world. Yeah. So stay on course, stay well in the fight, and don't despair. Don't be discouraged. Be motivated. Make sure that you do look for content that can motivate you. If it's reading a book, listening to some music, watching a particular video, then do just that, okay? Also, do go out, you know? One of my favorite things is going out, and perhaps at night when it's really safe and you can look at the lights and just so they can kind of like just inspire you, you know? Yeah, do go out. To spend some time outdoors, not indoors. Indoors can also come with its own. Indoors kind of like give you that thing to say things stay the same because you're in the same place, you know. But that's not really true per se. Sometimes when you do go out, even for just a walk in your neighborhood, when it's safe, you can take along two other people, or three other people, and just take a walk or take a jog. relax your mind, relax your thoughts. Think about things that, think about your goals, you know. Imagine them having actually achieved them. Imagine you having reached for the stars that you've been hoping for. Imagine it, you know. Think about it. Laugh about it. Talk about it. If you have to take along some kids, with you, then do so. Kids have a way of just saying things or doing things that, make it fun, you know, for us, adults and for us parents. Yeah. So stay motivated. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dispirited. Of course, every one of us goes through those times, but find a way to come out of it. Okay. Find a way to motivate yourself again. Perhaps you're losing loved ones left, right, and center, and that is also just demoralizing you. Well, then also consider visiting some family members. Talk about the things that have been not so good, have been hurting you or whatsoever. Just do that. It will really help you. It will really help you to stay on course. Okay. Let's now pause here, take a musical break, and then we'll be back as I come in with closing remarks.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
This goes out to my mom.
Looks like we made it. How far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They say I paid, they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. I'm so glad we made it.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
Yeah, I think today I've played some music just to keep you well motivated and encouraged and to keep me well motivated and encouraged. And I hope that this really very, very calm topic today motivated you and made you reflect on your goals and why you shouldn't quit. And perhaps if you really have gotten to that particular point where it's really draining, you're now reflecting as to maybe it's time to actually let go of a certain goals that are draining you. Now, with that being said, we have come to the conclusion of today's show, today's episode of Life Lessons. Do stay tuned in for other programs, and also I'll see you again next Saturday, same time, same place, right here on Eagle FM from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours, where we'll bring you yet another topic and another different topic. The aim is to keep us motivated and encouraged. That's what the aim of Life Lessons is all about. Now from Indafa, happy Juju. It is goodbye and have yourself a wonderful evening.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
When all the tears are rolling down your face and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, getting used to no one else being around.